Well, the bill that would close the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to drilling cleared the U.S. House Resources Committee today on a party-line vote. The outcome was not a surprise, and the bill is unlikely to become law, but the session offered Congress members a chance to make their best case for or against drilling. And as Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, some did so loudly.
California Democratic Congressman Jared Huffman describes his bill as merely reversing a part of the 2017 tax bill that opened the refuge to drilling.
It does nothing to go after the existing jobs in oil and gas. It simply says you can't expand into this one special place.
Huffman says the coastal plain of the refuge is important to caribou and to the Gwich'in people who rely on them.
Does any member wish to be recognized in the
bill? Surprise, surprise.
Mr. Young,
Mr. Chairman.
Alaska Congressman Don Young says he's heard it all before.
It was like an echo chamber. I heard the gentleman just speak. It's an echo chamber. Same words I've heard for many, many years that mean nothing.
Young says this time he's not getting overly worked up about this anti-drilling bill because, as he put it, there's no way in bejesus the Senate will pass it. He seemed to alternate between exasperation and boredom.
Yield the balance of my time to the gentleman from Alaska.
I listen to the same horseshit all the time.
One argument against drilling that's relatively new to the debate, climate change. California Democrat Mike Levin raised it.
We've got to sharply reduce greenhouse gas emissions in our country and across the planet in order to avoid up to $38 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars of economic damage to this planet this century.
Maybe it was the emphasis in Levin's voice, but just then, Republican Garrett Graves of Louisiana called for cooler heads to prevail.
So we consider an invent crap, or we can look at the facts and we can actually allow the facts to direct.
Yes, Graves made a plea for dispassionate reasoning while shouting.
AMWIRE has become this emotional issue. It's not based on merit. It's become an emotional issue. Most of you, in fact, 99% of you in the room, have never been there. You can't even freaking visit the place because it's a frozen tundra. It's not mountains. It's not trails.
A group of Gwich'in opponents of drilling watched from the back of the room. For them, the issue is emotional. Bernadette Dementev said afterwards she didn't like Graves describing land her people consider sacred as a wasteland.
I mean, that's insulting. This is our home. You know, this is where our ancestors, they migrated for thousands of years.
The bill to block drilling in the Arctic Refuge passed out of committee by a vote of 22-14. With Democrats in the majority, its chances of passing the full House are good. But as Congressman Young said, it's hard to imagine it passing the Senate. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.